We learned today about the death of another New Yorker. Art dealer Holly Solomon died late last week. She was 68 and succumbed to complications from pneumonia. The name may not be instantly recognizable, but she was the woman who first bought and brought to the world's attention works by Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein, Christo, photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, performance artist Laurie Anderson, and others of that era. Holly Solomon was able to be influential not only because of her money, but because of her taste. She was, as her obituary writers put it, adventurous, and she put her money where her eyes were. In doing so, she transformed herself from just another wealthy uptown Manhattanite to a central figure in the downtown art scene. She was rewarded by the pride of being there first. Her Holly Solomon Gallery nurtured painters, sculptors, photographers, video and performance artists from the late 1960s until her death, and the creators of the works became her friends, as she told NPR in 1998.
I don't ever feel as if I've wasted money on a piece of art. Never, never, never. I always feel that at the moment, this is where my heart was, this is where my ideas were formed. This is part of my life. I mean, collecting art is really a deeply and significantly important diary, deeply nourishing. When you put it on your wall, you are admitting something deep, and it means a real judgment, not some fantasy neurotic idea.
The late Holly Solomon, pop princess, Manhattan art dealer, and friend to artists. She died Thursday at age 68. Thank you.